A cubano is Cuba's classic take on a lowly ham sandwich. You can probably get a cubano in most cities here in the United States. If, though, you happen to be looking for the best one outside Cuba, head straight to where our favorite foodie Steve Dolinsky is right now. Where are you sampling the goods, Steve?
I'm in Little Havana, just west of Miami, for one of the best Cuban sandwiches in the country.
Now, what makes the Cuban sandwiches in Miami, aside from the Cuban population, so good?
Well, the Cuban sandwiches were really born 100 years ago as Cuban expats came back and forth between Florida and Cuba. It was very easy to get back and forth, and they say they were really born in Tampa, in Ybor City section of Tampa. But, of course, after the revolution in 59, in the 60s and 70s, this wave of immigration came to Miami, and the sandwich came with it, and Cubans love pork. And so the key to any sandwich is you've got to have roast pork. You've also got to have lightly smoked ham. But then you've got to have this great Cuban bread. And I've had Cuban sandwiches all over the country, but I've never had them like here in Miami, where they have this perfectly baked white bread. But then the outside is slightly crispy. And, of course, it gets crispy from being pressed in a big, gigantic panini press. And that pork is being pressed inside with Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, a little bit of mayo, and really tart pickles. And when they press it at the end, they'll brush it with a little bit more melted butter just to give it a little extra flavor on the outside layer.
Why not? I guess this is a pretty common lunch food, this sandwich, for workers who were in the sugar mills and the cigar factories in Cuba. I guess that would be without the panini press. Where else does the history take you there?
Well, all those sugar and those tobacco workers were coming to Tampa first, and then they brought their sandwich culture with them. And the funny thing about Miami, I've found these two predominant sandwiches. In Miami Beach, where there's a large Jewish population, even in North Miami, the pastrami sandwich, a corned beef sandwich, those are king. And then down here in Little Havana and kind of the west side of Miami, it's all cubano. And then I've also found one jubano, which is a Cuban sandwich made with pastrami.
And hold the mayo.
Of course.
And you are a man to do your own research, Steve. You have been hard at work trying to find the best cubano in Miami. How many places did you hit up today?
Lisa, I only had time for 5 places. I know that seems like I'm slacking a bit.
Indeed.
But I hit 5 places. I've been trying the coffees, the ropa vieja, which is another typical Cuban dish, shredded beef. But the Cuban sandwiches, everybody claims to have the best one. It's sort of like hitting Philly cheesesteak in Philly or pizza in Chicago. And the best that I've found is this El Palacio de los Jugos, which translates to the Juice Palace. They've got about 15 types of tropical juice here, but they've also got about 15 types of sandwiches. The number one sandwich, a $5 investment, is the cubano here. It's toasted properly. The pork and the ham are all top-notch. The Swiss cheese is great. It's just got this perfect amalgam of sort of beefy richness and then also that tart bite from that mustard and pickle.
And what are you going to wash it down with?
Probably a Cuban coffee. They love their sweets down here. So the Cuban coffee, that's a short coffee, is an espresso made with Bustelo ground coffee and a little bit of sugar, sort of sugar syrup mixed into it. I would have that or a cortado, a cortadito, which is basically a latte.
Well, bottoms up, Steve Dolinsky, food reporter for ABC Television in Chicago, who has searched out what he says is the best cubano sandwich in all of Little Havana, Miami. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.